You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
And another week here at MLB.com Extras, the Pittsburgh Pirates edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Tom Singer. Tom, it's Monday. It's Monday afternoon as you and I sit down to have this conversation. And it's June 8th, big day in the on the baseball calendar. But at the same time, one of those dates that we won't really know a whole lot about for another 3, 4, sometimes 5 years from now. Are you a big draft guy? Do you get into this stuff? Are you, you're fascinated by the process? Where do you come down on the major league draft?
Well, I'm not so much into it as, like you mentioned, there's no immediate effect. It's not like basketball or football. But, a timeline that you mentioned could be as short as 2 years. I mean, we saw it with Gerrit Cole. 2 years and 1 week after he was drafted, he made his debut. And obviously, he hasn't slowed down, hasn't disappointed, and it just keeps getting better. But that's a unique situation. And, pitchers, you'll see them making an occasional immediate impact. Position players, not so much. And, of course, it depends whether, you drafted out of high school or college. Somebody like Gerrit Cole drafted out of a college with a good baseball program, UCLA. There's a lot of other college programs where, some scouting directors will equate a good college program with a double A ball, which means you're only 2 steps away from the majors when you get drafted. So I think one of the most fascinating things from the Pirates' perspective, from Pittsburgh's perspective, is that there was an awful lot of interest in the draft when the team was going through its drought without a winning season. It was almost like fans were looking at the draft as a lifeline, and it kind of kept interest in the Pirates even when the team, the major league team, wasn't as attractive. Now, obviously, it's an interesting dynamic because the team's doing very well and continues to draft well. They have a couple of pretty high picks coming up in the first round, as well as a complimentary pick for having lost Russell Martin in the draft. So it's they're kind of getting the best of both worlds right now in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I mean, it is one of those things you see, and I've made this reference before, like in Washington with the Nationals when they were on the cusp of the Strasburg and Bryce Harper drafts. The Houston Astros in recent years just had that annual first pick of the draft, and so when the teams struggling, it can be a source of optimism, look at what the future may hold for this team. And the Pirates have seen plenty of that over the years. It's neat. And I think it's so cool that that's no longer the story. And it probably, is there much conversation about the draft these days in Pittsburgh? Or is it all about what the starting pitching has been doing?
Not nearly as much as we saw in past years. I mean, we made a point about Cole. But you should not forget the fact that on any given day, the team on the field is full of number one draft picks. Pedro Alvarez, Kutch, Neil Walker. So, I mean, this it's not just Houston, which is the most recent example of making a quick impact. But, with the Pirates brought their guys along a little bit more patiently. But on any given day, especially when Cole's pitching, half the team on the field is former number one draft picks.
Yeah, when Gerrit Cole is pitching these days, everybody stops to watch. I mean, he really has been something. And as you mentioned earlier, his ascension to the big leagues was quicker than most. Even in the context of college pitchers, I mean, his was pretty fast. And now 30 wins already in his young career, just 53 starts in. That is just so remarkable. Can you put that into some context for folks who kind of wonder what that really means to get 30 wins in your first 53 starts?
Well, I imagine the best context is to point out that nobody with the Pirates has done that in 90 years. Little on the left-hander won 30 wins in his first 50 starts in 1924, 1925, but hasn't been done since. And in this day and age where a lot of people say that wins for starters aren't as indicative of what they're doing, and maybe it's a bit of a devalued stat because of the role of bullpens, for somebody to still be able to put up that kind of pace is remarkable. And it's a reflection of the fact that, Garrett usually pitches deep in games. and his own in situations to pick up a win, you know, a loss. Equally remarkable, out of those 53 starts, he's only had 9 and no decisions. If you take a look at the most pitchers' track record these days, the percentage of no decisions is a lot higher than that.
Yeah, right, which is evidence of the fact that this guy is in there to win or lose the game. I mean, he's competing until that critical moment.
Well, and it's not so much that he's in there long, but, Clint Hurdle likes to say that the magic number in offense is 4. If you score 4 runs, most teams will win the majority of their games. The magic number with Cole is 3. When the Pirates have scored at least 3 runs for him, he's 27-2.
That is amazing. And I don't know if this one is just a statistical anomaly or if it said something of real value about the starting pitching staff. But you've been updating us on this, wins by the starters, and they have won.
Right.
Is it now 15 consecutive games that have been?
No, 16. Coles was 16.
Okay, I mean, what does that say? I almost don't know what to make of that.
Well, it says that the lineup's putting up runs in time to put the pitchers in position to win. They project the lead, and it says an awful lot about the work that the bullpen's doing because none of those are complete games. None of those 16 wins were complete games. So, the setup, the relievers are in place. Caminero and Hughes. And Mark Melanson, for all the grief he was getting early in the season, he had a couple sour outings. I mean, he's been impeccable. Overall, he's 17 out of 18 in saves, and they're like 16 in a row.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, I guess those are all really good points because it underscores why we don't really care quite as much anymore about wins and losses for pitchers. But your point is a really good one. To win 16 straight from the starting staff, that means the offense is clicking. They're putting up runs and putting you in a position to win. But it also means that bullpen has been very steady. At the very least, they haven't coughed up any of those leads. So, the spotlight shines on the starters because they're the ones that have won those 16 straight. But yet it really is the work of everybody else that makes that whole thing possible.
Well, absolutely. Considering that they average a little bit over 6.5 innings per start, you can see what a large share the relief corps has in protecting all those leads. Because if they didn't protect the leads, the Bucks may still wind up winning the game, but the starter doesn't get the decision.
Yeah. Well, it's also, again, we've talked about this a little bit recently, but this team, right now, second place in the division, and granted the Cardinals still have a sizable advantage of 6.5 games, at least as you and I are talking. But boy, this team, they're playing as well as anybody, and it seems like they just get incrementally better, more consistent day by day. Finding club.
Absolutely. And, as far as the dynamic with the Cardinals is concerned, they played them a couple of times early in the season. They got swept in St. Louis, 3 very tough losses, extra innings, walk-off wins for the Cardinals. But when they meet again, and they don't meet again until, I believe, the last series prior to the All-Star break, when they meet again, St. Louis obviously is going to be taking a look at a totally different Pittsburgh team. If they can just hang tight until then, close, obviously they're not able to gain any ground on St. Louis because the Cards keep winning as well. But if they hang tight, they'll be able to take matters into their own hands. And they'll feel a lot better about seeing, St. Louis red across the field than the last time they met.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm sure they'd be looking forward to seeing them right now. Winners of 13 of their last 16 games, the surging Pirates, making things very interesting in the Central Division. Tom Singer, always fun, man. We look forward to doing it again next week.
I look forward to it, Dave.
All right, there we go. That's Tom Singer, MLB.com Extras, the Pittsburgh Pirates edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.